Welcome to another simple step here on Blended Family Breakthrough. Recently, we've been talking about different parenting styles and ways that step couples can move toward a productive parenting partnership. We've shared what research has revealed about the authoritarian, permissive, and authoritative style. If you listened in, you might recall that the authoritarian style is one that demands compliance and imposes rigid rules. The authoritarian parent tends to convey the message, it's my way or the highway, and doesn't create an environment of warmth or offer much emotional support. The research shows that children in this kind of environment end up feeling that they're never good enough and often develop insecurity, low self-esteem, and a variety of psychological challenges. The authoritarian parent doesn't realize that rules without relationship leads to rebellion. Another style we shared was the permissive parenting style. A parent with this style often prioritizes their child's comfort over teaching them healthy limits, responsibility, and appropriate behavior. In a way, kids are left to parent themselves. Rather than that my way or the highway, permissive parents send the message that the child's preferences are fine even if it steers them off that highway. Permissive parenting often leads to kids who either become entitled or they experience excessive anxiety because they're ill-equipped and incapable of navigating real-life challenges. The permissive parent doesn't realize that relationship without healthy structure leads to painful chaos. And there's another style that can be even more challenging that leads to some of the worst outcomes for kids. It's the unpredictable parent. Now, this can occur when a bio parent, who might naturally lean more toward permissive parenting, feels pressured to be authoritarian, maybe more like that spouse who could be voicing complaints about the stepchild. That bio parent might show up and attempt to lay down the law with their kids one day, but because it doesn't feel right, they'll revert back to permissiveness with their kids the next day. Parenting becomes unpredictable as the couple struggles to get on the same page. You know, I remember growing up as a kid in my blended family that one of the biggest sources of my anxiety and stress at a young age was the fear of not knowing what I was going to get. On any given evening after school and work, I could be walking into a calm environment or I might be in for some turmoil. On some nights, the environment was volatile and sometimes even violent. But the next night, it was reasonably peaceful and life seemed like this never-ending vacillation between the two experiences. I was always walking around on eggshells. Where that left me was in continuous tension, even during the peaceful evenings, because I just never knew what was going to happen. As I launched into adulthood at an early age, this left me feeling fearful, inadequate, and pretty ill-equipped for life. Now, I recognize that my dad and stepmom had some challenges back then. Often, they were dealing with their own emotional and relational struggles, maybe not even realizing the massive mood swings in our home. I don't think they knew what decades of research would reveal later, that this kind of unpredictable environment is one that often leads to the worst outcomes for kids socially, academically, emotionally, relationally, and spiritually. And I wonder what might have happened if they had focused together on becoming parenting partners around the best style that we revealed last week. That's the authoritative parenting style. You see, authoritative parents set their kids up for success in all those areas that I just listed, and it helps them to adjust successfully into adulthood. When parents and step-parents get united around the authoritative style, they begin to recognize that healthy relationship equally combined with healthy structure leads to responsible and respectful kids who feel loved and supported. So, if you've been wondering how you can move more toward the authoritative style of parenting to benefit the long-term success of your kids and stepkids, I invite you to do two things this week. First, invite your spouse to listen to this simple step as well as last week's episode along with you. It might be a great first step to building your partnership around this proven parenting style. Second, Check out the book Parenting with Love and Logic, and I'll put a link in the show notes for you to access that. And if you need any help with growing your authoritative parenting skills, don't hesitate to reach out and schedule a free coaching call with us. We're happy to help you make this worthy investment into your family. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you back here in 2 weeks for another Simple Step.